Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Kay Talks. I'm your host, Kay Bellows, and this is part two to the breath episode that I did a few days ago, and that was episode number three. So if you haven't had a listen to that one yet, be sure to check it out because it's really just an intro to what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be diving really deep into breath, how to use it for healing, some exercises that you can do, and talking about how that's connected with the automatic nervous system, the parasympathetic, and the sympathetic nervous system. And I have a very, very special guest for today's episode. So let's dive in. So today I have a very special treat for you all, and I'm so, so excited to introduce to you one of my favorite people, and she's been a mentor of mine for over 13 years now, and she's a dear friend. She's a singer, a composer, a voice teacher, a psychotherapist, and a workshop facilitator. So basically, guys, she's Wonder Woman, and her career in music started in 1980, and she has worked and played with the Edmonton Musical Theater, Tommy Banks Orchestra, David Foster. She was also a national anthem singer for the Edmonton Oilers, and a long list of many other amazing things that she's done. And she's also dedicated her life's work and teachings to helping not only singers, but humans use breath and sound to heal and help empower people to really uncover their authentic voices and their selves. So, and to say meeting Anna was life-changing for me would really just be an understatement, because she has really just guided me and coached me through the years. And she's just so incredible and has so much wisdom and knowledge to offer to this part two series of talking about our breath and how we can use it for healing. So it's my honor to introduce to you our guest today, Anna Beaumont.
Wow, Kristen, thank you so much for that beautiful intro. It's wonderful to be with you and to be talking about, you know, everything that I love to talk about. So thanks for asking me, Kristen.
Of course. And it's just so special that you're like my very first guest on the podcast. So thank you so much for taking the time to be here and to share your knowledge with everyone. So before we jump into talking about breath, would you mind just sharing a bit of your story with everyone so they know, like, where it really started for you in terms of like teaching the things that you do now with breath and awareness and sound?
Okay, yes. So I started singing with my dad probably about the age of 15. And then I started in a band when I was 16. And ever since, I just kept singing and singing. And then I toured and did all these big gigs and was really out in the world doing music. But I started to have some pretty big symptoms in my body of stress and voice loss. And I came back and began teaching voice, and sort of was disconnected from the idea of healing at that time, because I just needed to do something to get to give me income. But very shortly after that, I began to get sort of worse and worse in my symptoms, very symptomatic. And so I began to use my body and to study myself. Consequently, I have studied many, many things to help me really understand. And, you know, even that word, Kristen, understand, that word feels to me standing under. So the crown chakras, its purpose is to understand. And I just love, like, that really feels to me like I have been learning to stand under the understanding of why my nervous system and why all of these things. And so as I began to teach and learn one little nugget, somebody like you would show up and it would be the perfect alignment. And I would be able to then help people, because we're all the same. Everybody has symptoms and sensations and traumas and weird things in their lives. We're all just in this soup together, for sure. And over the years, I've just really began to heal myself using all these tools. So that's just a little bit of an intro there.
And I mean, this is something that I've experienced myself too, and you've really helped me with this. I mean, I feel like I'm a completely different person from when I first saw you when I was 18, and I grew up performing and singing, but I was like pushing and pushing. And then at some point I became afraid to like even express myself, which I mean, it's just an interesting concept, and we're all just kind of trying to figure this out. So I guess let's talk about like how this is all connected to our automatic nervous system and the sympathetic, which is tied to fight or flight, and the parasympathetic, which is tied to rest and relax. And how does the breath tie into affecting these systems, and how can we heal trauma through working with this? A loaded question, but.
Holy cow, okay. Well, let's start at the beginning just to learn about the autonomic nervous system, the ANS, and these two parts. And here's why it's interesting, because if you are a singer like you are, and I am, this is why I needed to know all of this. Being a singer is a whole other kettle of fish. There's nothing like it, because my whole body is my instrument. So I went to work for decades, and I will never stop learning and growing and learning this, so that I could be. Here's what the demand is of for a singer: to be in her sympathetic nervous system, to have energy, which is the upper realm of excitement, as well as that being connected to your parasympathetic, which is the calm. So you have to be grounded, but have excitement in order to be present for your audience. Hey, like you know this. And so I teach a lot of people on panic and PTSD. People have PTSD and have performance anxiety. Well, it's no small order. It's no small task to get up in front of an audience and to be completely focused, grounded, but have this amazing energy about you as well. So when we don't have that, well, let's just get right to the heart of it, because I got all these little sidebars going on. So the sympathetic nervous system, there's nerve ganglia that is in the upper chest, just little notches in the collarbones, just beneath the collarbones here. And the sympathetic nervous system hooks up in various places, but a lot of it is hooked up into this upper realm, into the occipital ridge back here, into the throat. There's all this wiring. So when we're in anxiety, that means we have too much fight or flight, sympathetic nervous system. We understand this. So let's just sidebar that. When we have too much, when we have anxiety, we have too much sympathetic nervous system. It's locked on, like a gas pedal gets locked on. And I was talking to somebody the other day who was saying, you know, it didn't matter what I did. I knew rationally, and I understood the situation that I was in, but I could not stop my nervous system from responding the way that it was. And this is where we're at in this world, Kristen. We're smart people, but this, we need to deal with our nervous system directly. So let's sidebar. We're talking now about the sympathetic nervous system, and that's the upper realm. And the throat, and this whole this kind of thing,
Very
and
shallow
very
breathing.
shallow breathing. And then we have the parasympathetic, which is this vagal pathway, which is a different talk. Vagus
Part three.
nerve, and the gut, which is our second brain. This is where all of this information, 80% of our gut travels up to our brain. Only 20% travels down. So our gut is a huge, vast resource of intuition, of instinct, of reactivity, of our nervous system knowing before we do what we need to do. But this has been cut off. Okay? We're cut off a great deal from this. So in my psychotherapy training, in the integrative body psychotherapy training, they taught us two breaths. Okay, so for those listening, try this at home. One of them is called the charge breath. Now it is for the upper chest. And now I'm going to do a couple here just because it's quite a big thing to do. It's like, and what we're doing here, that's quite, my mouth is getting really far open, but it's going open to the sides and my chest is rising up. And what I'm doing is I'm honoring the anxiety. I'm letting the anxiety and the foot that is on the gas pedal, I'm saying to it, I see you. I'm not trying to bypass it and go, you should be calm.
Mm-hmm.
You know right. what I'm saying?
That resistance creates more suffering.
Yeah.
It doesn't, in all areas, we just want to be seen and heard. So it's like, hey, pay attention to me. And you're like, no, I shouldn't be feeling this. I shouldn't be feeling this. And then that is creating more of that same feeling.
Right. And so we're doing that, what I call the beach ball underwater. We're pushing down the diaphragm. And then this is like, okay, I'm going to be calm. I'm going to think a positive thought. I'm going to, you know, it's just bullshit. It doesn't work. Right. So, you know, in order for us to really allow the bottom of the ocean to be there, for us to drop down, free fall down into the bottom of the ocean to where the calm, gentle swaying is, which is a belly breath, right? Mm-hmm. We know this. We breathe in the nose and we breathe out the nose and we let the belly come all the way to the back. And then we breathe in again and we let that belly come out and then we let the belly come back. But when there's so much fight or flight stuck in the nervous system, the warrior is fighting something in your environment, in the environment. Mm. We have to look there first.
Mm-hmm.
So we can use the breath to really honor each direction, each place. Is this making sense?
Mm-hmm. So we've obviously been talking about this for years, so it's not really a new concept for me, but for guests that are listening, that, you know, maybe never thought about this because our breath is unconscious, right? Most of us, it's just happening in the background. We don't think about it. So for those that, you know, this is a very new concept, they're like, oh my goodness, like, what does all of this mean? How can changing our breath really start to heal us? And I guess, what are some steps that they can start to take to addressing? I know this is like a big thing, but just some small steps that they can start to take.
Well, I really like what you did the other day when I heard your podcast and you were talking about the, you know, breathing in and just simply, I love what you said. They should refer back to that and listen to that. And simply stopping and taking a breath is bringing mindfulness in. We know that now, but it's still a big thing. We still need to do that. So let's say that you're like, okay, I'm feeling a little bit anxious or out of my body. I'm feeling a bit depressed. Let's start to breathe and just notice the breath. Just simply that. That's one step, hey?
Mm-hmm.
That's one step. Then we can get, that helped me come in and notice where I am. Oh, great. So now I'm aware that my solar plexus is really tight, my chest is tight. Okay, so that breath, taking 4 or 5 breaths, maybe 10 breaths, now help me light up where I am. Okay, perfect. So now I'm aware that I'm in either my fight mode,
mm-hmm.
for some reason, right? I've got my hands faced outwards and I'm fighting. Because the opposite is that I'm holding myself. This, fighting, pushing, or holding. Okay, so am I depressed and I have no energy and I'm in a freeze response? Right? So I'm cut off and I have no, well, maybe I need a little bit more activity in my nervous system. Maybe I need a spoonful of charge, of energy. Well, I'm going to do 4 or 5 charge breaths to get me out of a deflated, frozen position. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So maybe I'm frozen. Yeah. So what did you hear me say?
Yeah, so it's really just about bringing awareness to what exactly we're feeling in that moment and what our body needs and honoring that, because whether, you know, we're depressed and not and having really low energy, or, you know, we're super nervous, maybe if you're a singer, we're about to go on stage, or maybe something happened that, you know, shook some old wounds in us, maybe like emotional trauma, which is a whole nother thing too. Like, yeah. We're gonna have so many sidebars happening here. You know, just really honoring that, because I think so much of what we're experiencing today is we're like, okay, I'm feeling this way, but I shouldn't be feeling this way.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah.
But like, who says who?
Yeah.
Right. Like,
well, says our parents, says our parents' parents and parents' parents.
Or yeah. Society.
Society, you betcha. All of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was all well said, you know. And so I'm suggesting that potentially, you know, you're in a freeze response and you feel numb, maybe you feel nothing. And that upper chest breathing, we think of the fight or flight system, and to actually breathe up there as being something wrong, but it's so important. And so if we know that the nerve ganglia is there, we know that we can place our fingers on our, just below our sternum, or not our sternum, our what are these big bones up there called? Collarbones, thank you. And that we can breathe in our mouth a nice big breath and go, and then relax out. That's right. And open that jaw nice and wide, Kristen. That's better. Just like that.
We're doing a little, you guys can't see the video, but we're doing exercises right now.
Nice open breath. And so really, Kristen, what I've done is I've taken this breath and I've kind of modified it to make it a bit more applicable. So somebody is maybe anxious, or they're in a fight mode. They're a bit pissy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we spend a lot of our time being pissy, right? Just kind of something's annoying you, you know?
Right.
So how about we honor that instead of making that wrong, as you so well said?
Mm-hmm.
What if we took that pissiness and that sort of a little bit of, and gave it a voice and let the breath reflect it? And really allow that to be expressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then then the foot all of a sudden comes off the gas pedal, and there's this like honoring that happens. And then all of a sudden, could you feel that even? There's mm-hmm. a feeling of like sitting back and, okay, now maybe I could use a little bit of cooling and calming, and I can use my breath to breathe in and out of my belly now. Maybe I can. And if I can't, because you know when your belly is mm-hmm. like disconnected, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need to do that again until I kick off that gas pedal, give it a few revs, and then I can relax down a little bit. And so we use our breath can be cause or it can be affect.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I mean, oftentimes, like Anna and I were chatting before this podcast, as we normally do, about all of these kind of deep things. And we're talking about how the breath just really reflects like what's happening in our system. You know, it's going to reflect any anxiety that we're feeling. And by bringing our awareness to it and making it conscious, we can really just start to change our nervous system and use this as more of like a holistic approach to healing, as opposed to, you know, maybe taking medication or other forms of coping, I guess.
Yeah. And my invitation, because we, you know, the breathing is okay, well, we're going to do the box breath, or we're going to do this breath. And my invitation is to really apply it to, as you said, like, what is my breath reflecting in my nervous system? What is my breath reflecting right now? And don't bypass it and go to trying to control it. and really do them. I mean, sometimes I can, you know, sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm going to do a breath in for 4, out for 6, in for 5, out for 8. You know, there's countless ways of counting the breath. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that works really well. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people just associate.
Right. Well, because I think as well, and I mentioned this in part one, if focused breathing, and we do this a lot in yoga, and this is why I love yoga so much, because you're really just bringing awareness to what's happening in the body and using breath to really guide us and heal. But if that's new to you, it's like, it's almost like our system can become overloaded.
Definitely.
And release sort of like anxiety and trauma that maybe we're not ready to handle. So I think it's just, again, what you said, coming back to just being aware of what's happening in the body and really honoring that in that moment and just listening to ourselves. Because sometimes I feel like doing breath work. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm just like, I just need to just breathe and just listen to my breath and be like, okay, I got anxiety happening right now. I don't know why, but I'm just going to look at it.
Yeah. And let it be heard. I mean, this is the thing that I don't think people do. I really don't think. It's so suppressed. It's so suppressed. But I want to say something you just said about overcharge. Mm. We can only handle what we can handle. I mean, what you said. So when people are charged breathing, you know, and doing 4 or 5 breaths, it's like, okay, let's wait a minute after that and see how our system is handling that. Mm-hmm. It's such a huge topic, the overcharging. Because then what we'll do is check out, dissociate. And so we need to dose it. We need to titrate and do a couple of those breaths, like the open mouth breath. If you're feeling depressed, or even if you can't kick out of the fight or flight system, mm-hmm. see how your system does with that. And experiment, you know, really just feel like you can experiment with your own nervous system. I know you've been doing it. I've been doing it for a long, long time. Cause and effect. What happens when I do this?
Right.
Interesting. What happens if I do this? Because we're singers, and because we've had to be exposed on stage in front of lots of people. Mm-hmm. And our nervous systems have had to figure that out, and it's not been so great.
No. We kind of get thrown into it, and then we're like, that didn't feel so good. Why is that? And yeah. I feel like as a singer, we are a little bit more connected to our breath. Because we have to be.
Yeah.
Because it's like what you said in the beginning, our body is our instrument. But, you know, for those people who aren't maybe singers and they're just looking to be a little bit more aware and come into their body and their breath and maybe heal anxiety or heal depression or other things that are happening inside of them.
Well, have a momentary relief. Just even that, because there's so many purposes for anxiety and depression, and all of these things have, they're hidden things inside of our body, hidden grenades that are, right, of all these things that have been put into our bodies that are being stacked onto and pushed down, the beach ball underwater. Mm-hmm. So this beach ball underwater rises up now and then and creates all these shit storms, you know, that come up, and we go to work trying to fix rather than to feel. Mm-hmm. And so when we work with the breath, and you know, I don't know what time is it, Kristen? How much longer do we
have? A few minutes.
Okay. So I have this other breath that I really like doing, and it's something that I call, it's a funny thing to say, origami breathing. Mm. You know when you do an origami and you pull it this way, mm-hmm. and then you pull it that way?
Mm-hmm. So that, sides and up and down.
Yeah, it's like a vertical breath, so we can breathe in, really, really have that stretch up and down, You can use your hands up and down, and then meet at the heart, and then pull it out to the sides, the ribs. And create space there. You know, you can just sort of feel like a little piece of paper that you're pulling up and down. Because the breath works in all directions. And then out to the side, you can really feel like you're pulling your air from your field. It's like the, can you feel that, right? Our air is in our field, it's our energy, it's all attached. So I really like that. Once I'm feeling like maybe I've worked through a little panic bubble, you know, it's gone through my spine. Right? It's like it's just a little thing. Then it's like it's nice to just sort of stretch your auric field through the breath.
And allowing ourselves to take up that space.
Oh, yeah. Nicely said, Krista. Mm.
Well, I mean, I learned from the very best. So I feel like, I mean, we could talk about this forever, but just because I want to be mindful of your time and everyone who's listening, I just want to thank you, Anna, so much for coming on today. So you're also doing a Feel Good Series online workshop on July 24th. So yeah. That's this Friday, I believe. Yeah. So how can people join or sign up to that if they're interested, and what types of things could they expect from doing the workshop?
The link, I will give you the link. Maybe you can post that with this. Mm-hmm. They can also just go to my Facebook page. You'll see it there, Anna Beaumont. You'll see the event. They can click on the event and then they'll get the link. So on Friday night, there will be three presenters. I will be starting, and I am going to work with people's nervous systems right off the bat in order to get a place where we can sing. Because we can't sometimes go straight to singing, because there's people are being seen online for the first time, maybe. They're taking the time to do this. They're not sure if it's going to be good. Like, there's all these things stirring up, so I want to do that. And then we'll sing after that. There will be this woman, Teresa DeRox, will come in and do a meditation using the hands, using as like mirroring, which is very cool, called the Kindred Method meditation. And then we're going to move into my friend Sonny Davis, who is a singer-songwriter, beautiful singer, and he's going to do chant and mantra. So we're going to then get embodied by really singing and allowing that to be in our bodies. And after that, we'll do a Q&A. So it'll be beautiful, and people will feel good in their bodies and get some tools as to how to work with maybe all this stuff that arises.
I love that. So if you guys are free Friday night, I believe it starts at 6:30 Mountain Standard Time. Definitely check it out. You won't be disappointed. Anna has helped me so much through the years, and she's just an incredible human and has so much to offer. So definitely check that out. So thank you so much, Anna, for coming on K-Talks. And I'm sure there's going to be a part three series, because we were just really getting started, weren't we?
Thank you, Kay, Kristen.
Either or is fine.
Thanks for inviting me. It's really fun to talk about this stuff, and mainly it's fun, but it's also, we're at a time where we really need to get this information out there to people, because there's a lot of people suffering. Mm-hmm. And it could be one breath could save somebody, honestly. Mm-hmm. That thought.
Yeah, exactly. So important to get this info out there. Thank you for sharing your light with the world.
You too.
And thank you everyone for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of K-Talks. Please hit that subscribe button for a chance to get a shout out for Subscriber of the Week. And also please write a review and let me know what you loved about this episode. I do really want to hear from you and create content that you love and enjoy listening to. It would mean the world to me if you could please share with a friend. And don't forget to tag me at KBellows on social media so I can see you're listening and reach out and connect with you. Until next time, I'll see you later.